your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Yep, today. Today we're teaching elementary science. We're here to teach school and protect the children. Here we go, hour number two of USAprepares.com. Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us. He's in chair number one. Grace Thorne is with us. And she's a sixth grade teacher at Ryan Public School, Ryan, Oklahoma. And we're continuing for the second hour with the class, the sixth grade class, who has taken over the superintendent's office in Ryan, Oklahoma, to ask their questions of Dr. Richard Allen Miller. Educational reform starts right here, right now. Grace Thorne, who's up next?
Brooke is up.
Brooke, you've got a question for Dr. Richard Allen Miller.
Hi, Dr. Miller. I was wondering, do you think it's fair that in some countries, like China, limit the number of babies you can have?
That's an important question. I don't have the ethical response to that. What I can say is that China would punish people having more than two children with death. And that led to the Lost Children of China, where couples with, by accident or whatever, have a third child, and they would try to hide it, and the child became homeless because of the possibility of death sentence. India tried to limit production by putting birth control into the food. It was actually done as a gene splicing GMO in food, and it worked. Today, it was in transgenic soybean. And so that's one of the beans that I will not eat. It's transgenic soybean. I will not eat it because it does have a birth control element in it to allow people that eat it not to have children. Now, it's true. There are too many people in the world, and that was the original excuse that Monsanto and others used as a way to promote GMOs, the idea of wanting to feed the world. However, in Chattanooga, I had 400 four-year-old children growing wildflowers to feed the homeless of Chattanooga. And this was a small group of children feeding a large group of homeless adults with non-GMO foods. And everybody got it. Children are more capable of growing and taking care of adults than adults are. In fact, that may be the concept of paying it forward, where you actually have better food choices than the adults do. That's where our future is.
Brooke, do you have a follow-up question for Dr. Richard Allen Miller?
No.
Okay. Great question, Rick, because overpopulation is something that was taught to me in elementary school.
It was taught to me, and I'm even older than you are, Vincent. And, you know, there are no answers because, you know, at the time I was a kid, the American family had 2.4 children. There was a national average. And some religions, like Mormonism and Catholic, would encourage larger families because of the larger the family, the more control the church had on the populace. And so in the early centuries, having large families...
I think we just lost Dr. Richard Allen Miller. So, Nathan, can you reconnect with Richard Allen Miller? So, Brooke, what Dr. Richard Della Miller was talking about is that the church could use a greater population of people to control the families and also grow the church. And as a farmer, if you look back at farm families, you would see that the farm families were larger than some other families like that might live in the city. And the reason was because we didn't have as many machines to do as much of the hard work. So we needed children to help with the farm. So a lot of farm families. Yeah.
I got Rick, cut off there.
Yeah, Rick, I was talking.
That would be your first experience with conspiracy. You didn't want me to finish what I was saying.
Yeah, well, that could very well be, Rick. And I was mentioning that farm families as well were larger because it took. Yeah. So, Brooke, thank you for asking that question.
It's a good, insightful question, and I'm impressed with how astute you are for your age. I'm impressed. It's refreshing for me.
It is. Grace Thorne, who's up next?
Alexa.
Alexa.
Hi,
Alexa.
Food and water.
Could you repeat that, please?
Could we ever run out of food and water?
Wow. Wow. What a great question, Alexa.
I don't want to think about it. Yes and no. The water is often contaminated, which means we have the water, but it's not drinkable. And so we need technologies to clean the water. And one of them is around seawater and how to convert it into drinkable, potable water, removing the salt. The oceans are teeming with all kinds of life that may be limited, again, because of what Fukushima is doing. And that would make water toxic right out of the gate to the sea life and things like that. Food is everywhere, and it's actually each place, including Ryan, Oklahoma, probably has native plants and foods that are growing right in with your weeds that are called weeds, but in fact have nutrient and value. And so it's important to learn your habitat and what plants grow, because that could at some point become a backup. You know, most of the macho men here in my area would say, well, I'll just go get my rifle and go shoot something. Well, if the grid went down and there was no food and everybody went out and got their rifle to shoot something, there wouldn't be anything out there safe or alive after that mess got over. That's what we call zombie land. People going nuts. That's what I used to jokingly refer to as a zombie is East L.A. when they're out of food. People go crazy. Now, there's some rules that you can remember. It's 3 minutes for air, 3 days for water, and 3 weeks for food. That means you can only go 3 days without having water, and you can go 3 weeks without food before you die.
Alexa, does that answer your question, or would you have a follow-up question?
Yes, that answers my question.
Well, great. Thank you, Alexa.
Yeah.
Grace, who's up next?
Cammy.
Is that Tammy with a T?
Cammy with a K.
Oh, Cammy.
Cammy,
you're up next.
Hey. Oh. does this woman make people act weird?
Would you repeat that, please?
Does a full moon make people act weird?
I'm not getting the question exactly.
Yeah, I'm not either, Rick.
Is it for me?
Does what make people act weird?
Does a full moon make people act weird?
Oh,
Rick. Full moons.
Yeah.
Full moon. You mean do I turn into a werewolf or a vampire? Yes, they do. That's why they call it lunacy. We don't understand the actual physics other than probably affecting the water in your body just like it does the tides. And the hospitals will notice a complete aberrant change in behavior on the people coming in for help during full moons. They'll act lunatics. That's where the word came from. During the full moon, people act weirder. Why is probably something to do with how the moon's gravity and electromagnetic fields affect the water in your body. That's probably it. I personally like to go out and howl. How about you?
Cammy, do you have a follow-up question?
No.
And yes, Rick, there are lunatics out there, and hospitals do report. They do report that on a full moon, weird things happen in the emergency room. They get more patients during a full moon than other times because people have more accidents and hurt themselves more. So, Cammy, great question. Grace, who's up next?
Savannah.
Savannah, you're up next.
Hi, is the film footage from the Blair Witch Project real?
You want to repeat that for me, Vincent?
Is the film footage from the Blair Witch Project real?
No, it isn't. That was a movie. What they did, it's a simulation, you know, like all horror movies, and they did the framing of the movie as, like they did Cloverfield. I don't know if you saw that movie about aliens hitting New York City. It's called Cloverfield. And they did it like the Blair Witch Project, where the camera is handled by an inexperienced cameraman purposefully to make it seem like it was more real. No, the Blair Witch Project did not really happen. It was a Hollywood attempt to create a horror movie. And they did a good job, by the way. A lot of people believed it. But no,
We're teaching class, sixth grade, elementary school, Ryan, Oklahoma, Grace Thorne's class. We've taken over the superintendent's office. Dr. Richard Allen Miller and the class, and Grace Thorne and I will be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055, Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
David J. Smith of Newswatch Magazine, January 2011. After a federal law was passed to transfer a World War One memorial in the Mojave Desert to private ownership. The United States Supreme Court ruled that the cross in the memorial could continue to stand, but the Obama administration refused to allow the land to be transferred as required by law and refused to allow the cross to be erected as ordered by the court. How much more anti-biblical can you get? We would like to offer you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now while operators are standing by.
Every time you eat a cooked food, your body responds by producing an increase in circulating white blood cells. This happens because nature designed us to eat food that is undamaged at the molecular level. When we heat food to normal cooking temperatures, we change the shape of the molecules into shapes the body cannot use. The body now looks at them as toxins and allergens. In an effort to protect itself from this irritant, the body intelligently increases the amount of circulating white blood cells to act as garbage collectors. The white blood cells gobble up all the unusable damaged food particles to neutralize their cell-damaging properties. This puts stress on your organs of elimination, and your body is subject to cell damage and inflammation. If you'd like to start experiencing the benefits of undamaged protein in your diet, give One World Way a try. It is a truly undamaged protein powder that will thrill your tastes and every cell of your body. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
A revolution. A revolution in education. Started today, right here, with USAPrepares.com and Ryan Public School, Ryan, Oklahoma. Grace Thorne's class. The parents approved it. The principal approved it. The superintendent approved it. The students approved it. We approved it. I love it. Grace, who's up next?
Gunner,
you got a question for Dr. Richard Allen Miller.
Why do some people who do drugs and alcohol get addicted and some don't?
Wow.
I didn't catch that. Please.
Some people who do drugs and alcohol get addicted and some don't?
You know, that's an unknown question because we are now only just now understanding what addiction might imply. You know, addiction first started with drugs, and the concept of heroin and dependency on neurotransmitters in the brain. But it's like when you eat something like a supplement and you're taking, let's say, magnesium as a supplement, your body sometimes learns not to produce that because you're already getting it in your diet. And so a food dependency is created where your body no longer is producing something, and so you need to take it from the outside. That could be a drug. However, today, we now include gambling, spousal abuse, and other aberrant social behaviors as a possible form of addiction also. And it's treated very similarly to alcohol and drug dependency. The fact that someone needs to go gamble is often another type of escape. Now, the difference between it being an escape and it being an okay exposure to something like chocolate is an unknown. And because everybody is different, it has to do with the way you systems. And many times, just the fact that you saw your parents abusing each other, that's where you learn how to do it. And so there is a tremendous responsibility in behavior around children like yourself, because that's where you learn how to do it also. You get it from your parents. And that, and it's generational. It goes back to great-great-grandparents and blah, blah, blah. It's an unknown yet, and our whole concept of what addiction is and when it's acceptable, like drinking Coca-Cola, everybody drinks Coke and it's okay to take sugar, but it's not okay to take methamphetamine. And in my opinion, sugar is far more devastating to our culture. It's just that it's legal. And so tobacco and alcohol are the same thing, whereas marijuana is not. So I don't have a full answer on that. It is a dilemma that I'm hoping you, as you become an adult, help us toward a better answer on that.
Class, and what we're saying is that it makes no sense to do drugs. It makes no sense to consume excess sugar. As a matter of fact, many of us here at USAPrepares.com don't want to eat sugar, because what happens is it ramps up our body and then it lets us crash. And it really messes us up. Grace Thorne, who's next?
Grace is next.
Okay, Grace, you're up.
Has anyone ever been to Mars yet?
Have I been to Mars? No, I haven't, except through curiosity and being there in real time when it was filming what it saw. However, it is my opinion that we are already on Mars, and that's another false flag that is not discussed with the public. 45 years ago was our first manned expedition to Mars. I have no idea what actually happened to that.
Rick, hold that thought. We're going to a break, and maybe you can finish the rest of that when we come back on the other side of these few short commercial announcements. Dr. Richard Allen Miller.
September is National Preparedness Month in the U.S., and it's National Savings Month at Freeze Dry Guy. Are you prepared to save? All Mountain House freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans are now 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These long-lasting foods for emergency preparedness with a guaranteed 25-year shelf life are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These easy foods for camping, backpacking, hunting, and sailing are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These delicious foods, freeze-dried to lock in the taste, aroma, and freshness, are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. All cans of Mountain House freeze-dried meats, entrees, fruits, and veggies are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. Be prepared and save 40% now through September 30th at freezedryguy.com, or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets.
But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
September is National Preparedness Month. That's right. We like to call it Preptember. And there's no better place to get prepped than with emergency essentials at BePrepared.com. This month only, save 40% on our super supply of freeze-dried vegetables. That's a savings of $159. Freeze-dried pork sausage crumbles are 39% off. Regularly $39.95, now just $23.99. There's a lot more. Call emergency essentials at 800-999-1863 or visit BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Oh,
God, you're take my. When you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
I wish I had a picture of this. Grace Thorne and her sixth grade elementary school class have taken over the superintendent's office in Ryan, Oklahoma, Ryan Public School. Grace Thorne, who's up next?
Walter is up next.
Hi, Walter.
Hi. Would chemical warfare affect the whole world?
Oh, man.
Great question. Chemical warfare
affect
the
whole world?
What was the word you used?
Affect the whole world.
Affect the whole world. No, not probably. In terms of current things like what they're thinking they did in Iraq or Iran or wherever, Syria. But the concept of it, starting with mustard gas and some of the other things that they used in World War One and World War Two, are why those weapons were considered a crime against humanity in the world and were supposedly outlawed. That's why Obama is beating his drum on that and going in to go beat him up. However, I'm not sure they actually happened as they were reported. And as such, most of the United States is against war at this time with Syria. And yet, they may end up doing it anyway. Why? Because it's not about the chemical weapons. It's the fact that war is good for business. It's terrible.
Yeah. Yeah. Class, what Dr. Miller is saying is war is evil. However, people make money selling guns and cartridges and ammunition.
Well, yeah,
and bombs,
it restores the economy. When everybody's broke, all of a sudden you have a war, and now you have a common goal, and it creates industry that then produces, better food, better lifestyle. It's good for business. It's not good for humanity.
Yeah. So, class, don't think that we are advocating war. We are against war. All it does is, you know, if you need a job and you get hired building tanks, you might say, well, this is good. I'm building tanks. But those tanks are going to discharge their cannons somewhere and blow up something or people. So that part's not good at all. So, Walter, that's a great question.
Interconnection here. This is the part where, like the Nazis would have a race of people, like the Jews, that they would ostracize or try to kill so that they could take their jewelry and earnings and spread it out with fewer people. And so it's always the young that die. It's not right. War is a terrible way to resolve conflict. And should be a last resort, not a first one.
Well said, Dr. Miller. Do you have a follow-up question?
No.
Okay, all right. Okay, good.
I understand that. It's pretty straightforward. I don't want to go to war either.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think maybe Walter is asking, if chemical weapons are used, Rick, will they stay around for a long time? So, for example, in World War II, my grandfather was gassed with chlorine and mustard gas, and it affected his vocal cords from the time he was a very young man till the time he died in his 90s. So he could only talk with a whisper because it damaged his lungs and his vocal cords. The question, I think, might also be, will those chemicals dissipate? Will they be mitigated somehow? Or are they always going to be present from now on forever?
Well, it depends on which ones are used. You know, some of these new viruses, biological weapons is what they call them, where they would release a swine flu or a bird virus. Those things are unknowns in terms of remaining toxicity. Of course, there's always the requirements like nuclear energy of cleanup, trying to clean up the mess it created in the habitat.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you get Agent Orange to defoliate the trees, those jungles are gone now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I think, Walter, to answer part of your question, Dr. Miller is saying that some of the effects can be very, very long-term. Very long-term. Grace, who's up next?
Olivia.
Olivia. Hi.
Why do adults think witchcraft is so bad?
Well, yeah, that's an interesting question. They think witchcraft is bad in America because of Christianity. However, the closest form of witchcraft that we have in America today is the American Indian. Their belief in totemism and animism and their relationship to animals like the bear or the eagle, where a shaman can place his consciousness into one of these animals and see what that animal sees, is considered, according to some limited translations of Bibles, to be a form of the devil. I would remind everybody that construct of God. And God, in most religions, is everything, which means how could he have a rival? Because if God is everything, it really is the interpretation of man on whether that's a good thing or a bad thing. And that is arbitrary, predicated on your values and the way you're raised. Witchcraft itself in England and Europe, as it was originally practiced, was basically an old woman that knew how to use herbs. The spider up in the corner had a cobweb that would cauterize wounds better than anything. That's why the spider was kept. It had nothing to do with creepy. It had to do with the fact that in the 17th century, if you had a serious gash, you could put a cobweb on it, and it would cauterize that wound. It would stop the bleeding. Now, that became hocus pocus at some point with love potions and spells. But really, with voodoo, voodoo is, again, a form of Christianity that has gone perverted with trying to integrate what we call pagan concepts and rituals into the religious practices of being a Christian. The whole thing is a mess and comes down to the fact that in Christianity, there are many, many forms of Christianity, and they would disagree with each other. I was raised as Missouri Synod Lutheran, and they were at war with the American Synod of Lutheran Church. That's crazy. And as a child, as a kid, when I was at Washington State University, I couldn't make that distinction, and so our youth groups connected American Synod and Missouri Synod for activities, because while the church itself disagreed with each other on what was correct in doctrine, it didn't make any difference to us, because what we wanted to do was be with each other like fellowship. I think that that's what religions offer now, is to help you in achieving and maintaining your values through fellowship and people with similar beliefs. There's nothing wrong with that part of it, and that's what a church is really about. Spirituality is not what you do, but how you do it. And there you have the difference between one Christian and another.
Rick and Olivia, I'd like to add something to that. Olivia, I was raised Roman Catholic, and there are misconceptions that even adults have. For example, I met a school teacher, not a child, a school teacher, who asked me, "Do you Catholics still kill animals on the altar and drink their blood?" And the answer is absolutely not. We don't. We don't. So there are misconceptions that even adults have about practices within religion. Great question, Olivia. Do you have a follow-up question?
No.
Okay. All right, Grace Thorne, who's up next?
We can do round two if you want to start it, but could I ask you one thing first?
Sure.
We've heard you guys talk about the trifill meter, and so I got one, and I can't find a spot in our classroom that where the needle just doesn't go way past 100.
So 100 milligauss.
How dangerous is that?
I'll let you start that one, Vincent. I don't know. Sounds to me, Grace, like a good reason for when it's a nice day taking the kids outside to do class.
Okay. Grace, I have in my hand a tri-field meter model 100XE. I'm pretty sure that's the same one you have from Alpha Lab. And I talked to the CEO of Alpha Lab, and we're going to have him on the air with us, and we're going to talk about these measurements in depth. But 100 is pegged on the milligauss meter for the magnetic range, 0 to 100. And I believe I heard you say at one time that actually goes way past the 100. So there is a lot of magnetism and electromagnetism in your classroom. And I can tell you where some of it comes from. Some of it comes from transformers. If you have computers and power supplies in your classroom, if you go near them, you'll find out with your meter, you'll find out that they are transmitting electromagnetic radiation. Cell phones do it. If you have students who are allowed to have cell phones, which I would never allow in my classroom, they're all transmitting with electromagnetic radiation. So you have lots of frequencies, lots of wavelengths, and most of it is no good. Most of it's no good. So we got to find the source of it, and we've got to eliminate it. So let's talk a little bit more about that when we come back on the other side of these few short commercial announcements. And Dr. Richard Allen Miller can address what we can do to mitigate the effects of electromagnetic radiation in your classroom.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055, Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay, and after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food. What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new EPAC 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of two families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life. No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
In about 8 minutes, we'll be returning the superintendent's office back to Larry Ninman. We've taken over his office for today's broadcast class on science, sixth grade science. Grace Thorne's with us, Ryan, Oklahoma, Ryan Public School in Ryan, Oklahoma. And Grace had a question about electromagnetic radiation. Her tri-field meter is pegged with magnetic radiation. And I'd like to say this before, Rick, you give your answer. I was a computer consultant back in the 1990s, and I refused to design any computer networks in any of the schools I consulted for that used wireless Wi-Fi. And the reason for that is it is cumulative and it is additive. So if you have 30 notebook computers wireless and they're communicating with an access point in the classroom, they are all producing electromagnetic radiation, bombarding the students and the teachers. The teachers get it the most because the teachers are in the classroom the longest. So, and for the most time. So that was my take on it. 15 years ago, I said I wasn't going to do it, and I felt it might produce cancers. And here we are today, and we're finding out that that truly is the case. So it makes children hyperactive, and it compromises their immune system, and it's just bad every single way you look at it, because for less money, you can use wire and connect those computers, and they'll run faster with Cat-E Ethernet cable or a level 6 Ethernet cable. Rick, your thoughts.
Okay, yeah, well, I received Mahala Marshall Rood is in San Antonio, Texas, and is a personal friend of mine, and she is extremely impressed with the question. She liked number 16, if pigs are such smart animals, why can parrots talk but kids, the pigs can't? The insightfulness, the insight that these kids are experiencing and sharing is exceptional. You know, the rites of passage are complicated. Good luck, kids. I wouldn't want to be your age. Now, it's awful. And to have the futures you get to look forward to, it's going to be a brave new world. She told me that when her daughter was like you and in sixth grade, and Governor Bush, George W. Bush, he was governor then, came to the school for a visit, she had several questions for the governor. And the one she asked, she said, is it true your father and you are drug dealers, and why aren't you in jail? That was so outrageously true that, good luck, kids, with the politics. I hope we get to do this again next week or whatever. I thoroughly enjoy your questions, really.
Rick, please help us with what does Grace do about the electromagnetic radiation in her classroom?
There's not a lot. What you you have to do is possibly put better grounding on the ground wire that is, you know, to all the electrical outlets in the room itself. You could put a special kind of shielding like they do on smart meters, which is just a little metal box that goes over the outlet, and then you take the box off when you're going to use the outlet. I'm guessing that a lot of your radiation comes from the lighting, and the kids should not be in fluorescent lighting. They should be using Kiva, K-I-V-A, where they screen certain frequency bands that are toxic to your eyes. For example, the flicker rate and things of that nature will actually hurt you. And a lot of older schools have to be rebuilt because of the asbestos that they used to use in them. And this may be an argument for redesigning a new schoolroom.
Yeah, and one other thing you can do. Grace, do you have fluorescent lighting in your classroom?
Yes, we do.
Okay, one thing you can do is you can wrap aluminum foil about, 2, 3, 4 inches wide in a strip around the cathode and the anode end of the tube. I'll share with you a way to do that. I guess we'll have to do it off the air. Grace Thorne, thank you so much for being with us, class. Thank you so much for being with us today. We'd love to do it again. Should we do this again, class? Rick, what do you think?
Thank you.
Thank you so much for being with us. I'd love to thank each one of you individually. We don't have the time to do it. But I can say, class, above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey Water Filter Systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.